Okay.
How do you feel about this? There's a new TiVo that uses some algorithm to make like a half-hour show, like 20 minutes.
What?
It cuts down by removing frames and...
I was going to say, I thought...
speeding up the footage.
Well, I've already seen they do that on TBS when I watch Seinfeld, and some, I've noticed this with an episode of Friends too. Everybody's speaking like slightly high pitched and just like spinning around really fast. And I realized they sped up the footage
to get more.
They can put more commercials in,
yeah,
which is great because that's what everybody wants to see: a higher pitched, unnatural looking show. And more toothpaste commercials.
Well, this, I love this, toothpaste
this
commercials.
This TiVo is advertising itself as being able to... It's undetectable if you speed this up, if you use this feature. And you can binge-watch a show in a shorter amount of time.
I like more binge-watching.
It's undetectable. It's, then why did they announce it?
It's a weird culture that we're in, though, right?
They should have just done it.
I just... As an
no,
honest,
Garrett. I no. Nothing weird here.
Nothing?
Nothing wrong with our culture. Just take a look right into the camera and just tell us... Tell me, I'm going to tell you there's nothing weird.
I'm going to tell you guys sitting at home that there's nothing weird going on with your TV. Keep watching it and keep buying. We need to spend more money.
It's bullshit because James Cameron is adding frames to his new movies. He's doing Avatar 2, 3, 4, and he's making them like 48 frames or 60 frames.
Hey, you know
frames.
What I
bullshit.
Thought of?
Didn't we learn?
No. You know what?
I never learned.
You know what? I have no hate for James Cameron because...
No, I like him.
The mighty JC.
Avatar 1, not my favorite movie. I didn't even think it was that great.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that great.
Hey,
wasn't the worst, but...
I recently watched Terminator 1. Didn't think it was that great.
Uh-oh.
Terminator 2, greatest movie ever made. Alien, pretty good. Some people don't like it. Alien 2, Aliens, James Cameron's sequel... Really good.
Incredible.
I think James Cameron is better at making sequels than he is at making, Kickstarter stories. So Avatar 2 was okay. Avatar 1 was okay. I'm really excited for Avatar 2.
Hey, I was going to say, Titanic is incredible.
Yeah.
But even that, you know, it's from something.
Yeah, that's like the sequel to the real story.
Yeah,
like,
it's a sequel to life.
Like, it sank in real life, but here's what it's like. Here's the second time around.
Yeah.
Two cute people on the boat, you see titties.
Yeah. Add that diamond element.
Someone is correcting you in the chat. No, Alien 1 was better. You never said one was better than the other. You didn't say
I actually awesome. Did say I prefer Alien. I did say I prefer the first one.
I prefer the first
one. I didn't
one
hear
too.
You say you preferred either one, but either way, they
I've said in
wrong.
The past I prefer the first one.
Yeah.
But
I'll agree.
I think
yeah.
Aliens.
I agree too.
Aliens. Just as a sequel is a really good sequel. I don't like it better than the first one, but I don't usually like sequels, and that's a great sequel.
It's a great sequel for the reason that you can't touch the first one in terms of the mysticism, the cinematography, just the atmosphere. But I like that movie. I like the sequel because it doesn't try for that. It goes, okay, well, that's been done.
Hoorah.
Let's do a balls to the wall action movie. And, you know, and it's got the story of motherhood underneath it all. It's great for a sequel. I wouldn't want them to do the first one again. Same with, I know it's a forgotten sequel, but I appreciate, I'm not saying it's a great movie, but I appreciate the movie 2010, The Year We Make Contact. It's a sequel to 2001.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It's not necessarily a good, amazing movie, but it very much goes, we are not Stanley Kubrick. We're not going to try to be. So it's a fairly entertaining space exploration thriller. And, you know, I give them props for that. Even though it's not that great.
I heard they're going to remake the original 2001, and I think that's going to be the best one.
Yeah.
I just watched 2001 last week, actually.
Oh, really?
I've only seen it. This is my second time ever watching it.
What made you sit down and watch it?
I was at home, and this is dumb. I was stuffing. I had hundreds of the DLC Blu-rays we just got to stuff them in the envelopes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put some in all while I do that. That was the worst movie because it's, like, silent.
Yeah, so, like,
I wanted to listen to something, and, like, at one point, I'm like, I've been listening to silence for the last 5 minutes. I could have had nothing
on. You have to watch the whole time.
Yeah, it's...
That's how I felt. I was in a thrift store once, and I found the soundtrack to that movie on vinyl, and I was like, what's on this disc? What is this?
Yeah. What's... It's just classical.
Is this problem. Just... Yeah. No, I bet they just... recorded in the air, and they're like, sounds of space. I didn't get
that,
it.
I like the movie. I do think it's great, yeah. but I also think it's a test in patience.
Sure. Well, yeah, sure. And that movie, I will say this in that regard, that movie is your night. If you're watching it, that's your night.
Yeah.
It's not, it's asking you your night. It's not, yeah, put it on. It's your night.
I really want my brother to watch that movie because he has no patience. Yeah. And I want him to sit through the entire thing.
I decided recently that I don't think, I'm going to try my hardest not to put a movie on while I do something else because I discovered recently I hate every movie that I do that to.
Yeah.
Every movie that I put on and then I'm like cleaning the house or doing papers or something, it's just like, this movie sucks. I don't even, the fuck's this guy even doing? Anyways, and then it's like I'm not paying attention to it, and I'm just judging. Every time I look up, it's like, yeah, I missed the last 20 minutes. This is boring.
Right. Well, it has to be a movie that I've seen before, at least once before.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like I put on There Will Be Blood when I was printing labels recently. And that was a mistake, too. And the other way, because I started watching the movie, I stopped working, and I realized I was, like, caught up in the movie. But, like, I've seen the movie, like, you know, 20 times, so, like, I felt like I just listened to this, and I don't really need to watch it.
It was a little more adaptable for that. But yeah. I was going to say, yeah, I can't speak for you, because I don't really know with you, but I do have a lot of other friends that only watch movies. That, like, you know, they're artists, or they work on stuff, and they only keep things on. They keep things on as they work every single day. And, yeah, any movie that they do that to, they hate. And I'm like, do you see the connection? You just said you hate Shawshank Redemption. I would really just watch that without working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like they, well, I no, this is how I watch movies. Okay.
Yeah, I
yeah, it's kind of like I never do that. It's kind of like listening to an album and reading a book at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not getting the full experience on either end.
So that got into a conversation when you brought that up to me about There Will Be Blood in 2001.
Yeah.
As I told Sean, you got to look at the other end of the film spectrum. You can't look at ambitious, well-shot films.
Right.
You have to watch Clerks. It's like the shittiest looking movie and it's all conversation. That movie is perfect to put on while I work.
Right.
I've already seen it, and it's just, hey, what do you think about this Star Wars scene? Okay, blah, 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 blah. It's all dialogue.
Yeah.
It's all you need to know. And so if you're not looking up the whole time, you know.
I found what I work the best with is I put on, like, a live concert of a band that I like.
Yeah, me too.
Because I can watch it, and it's still cool to see, or I listen to it, and it's like listening to an album, so it really doesn't matter. Anyways, theme song.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still you don't regret a single day. Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, I wanna know where I am. You know that I'm a wicked guy.
That was a song by Sebastian Tellier.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the soundtrack for 2001 Space Odyssey.
Over a Sebastian Tellier song.
Mashup.
Yeah, it's a little mashup.
Yeah.
You'll hear them both. Silence and that song just together.
What was the first mashup you ever remember hearing? I remember mine was Drop It Like It's Hot mashed up with Rock Lobster.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
91X. Anybody else remember the first mashup?
No.
You ever heard?
It was something on...
it blew my mind.
Something I downloaded on Morpheus. Yeah.
The idea that you could take two existing songs and make a new song out of them was like really revolutionary.
I still enjoy a good mashup. If there's one that's like really good, like I still like... It's fun to listen to. I wouldn't put it in like my playlist or anything like that, but I think it's still cool.
I remember the first one that I put on like my iPod was Best of Booty.
Oh, I have that still.
And it was a mashup of...
The Beatles
and Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
Let's Get It Started.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be the theme song.
And then it was, I'd rather see a dead little girl than to be with
Stephen
another.
Stephen Cormier, right?
What?
What?
I don't know.
The first album I ever put on my device that was a mashup of any kind is that Teamwork Vinyl Fantasy 7.
Yeah.
But I think probably coming back to video games, the first one I ever heard was on... Kazaa as some like Legend of Zelda mashup, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you just said Final Fantasy VII. That reminds me of Final Fantasy VII. Let's talk about that.
What?
Segway. Actually,
I want to talk about 91X more, but all right.
Well,
next week.
End of the show. Okay. We'll bookend it.
Okay.
The reason why Eric's actually not here is he is at the PlayStation Experience.
We sent him out. Thanks to Patreon, we were able to send him out to report back
to us. We have a correspondent up there. So we're going to cut to his coverage if Eric doesn't give us coverage,
yeah.
shoot yourself. Well,
shoot
don't
yourself.
Really.
Okay. Okay.
Film yourself. Do a green screen thing where it looks like you're there and kind of go through every booth.
Okay. All right, that lazy Eric didn't show us anything. So there's a booth, and there's a booth, and there's a booth. What's really cool that I think everyone would really enjoy to see is right over here.
Okay, we're back. That was amazing.
Thanks,
thanks for that coverage.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so he's doing that. Anyway, so let's, but we're not going to talk about Eric. He's not here. We're doing this real raw off the cuff without him. It's going to be fine. He says we can't do it. We're going to prove him wrong. This is going to be the best podcast. Thank you.
So Final Fantasy VII. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII.
I thought it looked shitty.
They announced that they are, what is it, a remake, a reboot,
yes, remake.
A re-release.
They're calling it a remake. Remake from the ground up.
You know what? I never played the original Final Fantasy VII because I didn't like RPGs in the 90s. When I was a little kid, that was the one genre of game I never enjoyed playing. So as much as I heard praise for Final Fantasy VII, I never played it.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm going to play this new one.
Well, the gameplay is different now, which is interesting.
It different?
It is action RPG based. It is actually real time.
Then I might play it.
Slashing away,
so
and stuff like
when
that,
you say,
which is interesting.
When you say action RPG, that means... They don't freeze the battle.
Nope.
You are fighting enemies. You can still collect experience.
Oh,
level
yeah.
up.
All the RPG elements are there.
You
leveling
still,
up.
You can
and
change
getting,
your
yeah.
weapons, your armor, acquire new skills.
But when
yes.
you fight them, you just like Zelda.
It's, yeah, it's real time. Like the battle will start. It will go, you're in a battle.
Okay.
But it's from what it looks like from what we've seen, it doesn't stop. And you're doing menu items. It's running up, and you're hacking.
It was turn-based before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it
now,
was
this,
stop and go.
Is this
yeah.
much like the Final Fantasy XII battles?
No, it is running on the 15 engine.
Oh.
It plays like that. It
plays like 15.
You are slashing away and
okay,
stuff like that.
Cool.
Yes.
Wow.
So and
is it now? You said that they're going to change the story too. Is that true?
No one knows for sure. What they showed in this trailer that came out yesterday. Was actually pretty note for note it, the story of Final Fantasy VII. So right now it looks the same. They said in interviews, like, there might be a change here and there, but I think the main thing they're going for is remaking the story that everyone loves.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're remaking it while making it a new game at the same time. And I think that might be a good thing just in terms of, you know, because we are living in a time where, oh, there's a remaster of this and all this other stuff. Now, it's rare that we have a ground-up remake like this.
Right.
But yeah. at the same time, I can appreciate that they're going, yeah, but we're kind of treating this like our new game, too. Here's the story that you want. The whole reason anybody wants a remake of the game is not because the old game sucked or anything. It's because it's contained in this PlayStation 1 blocky nightmare. It's hard to play and all this other stuff. So they're remaking it, and it's going to look great. And... I'm kind of, part of me, so half of me is really happy that they are not only making it look pretty, but they are making it kind of a new game instead of just going, here's a new coat of paint on it, new game, you know, like,
right.
So I kind of like that. At the same time, I also know that people just want them to remake the same shit that
right.
they already played.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if when that comes out, it's going to be a case of, oh, you overthought this.
Now,
you know, I don't know.
Like I said, I'm not a Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about this as I do about when they remake movies, which is...
Sure.
I think it's unnecessary. I feel like there's a charm to, if you want to play Final Fantasy VII, play it on a PlayStation. And it looks
sure.
like a PlayStation game. That's what people fell in love with.
Yeah.
That's what the game is.
Yeah.
If they're changing the story and if they're changing the gameplay, you could argue that this isn't even Final Fantasy VII.
Sure.
I mean... The argument is there just to make a new game, but I'm not going to get into that. But ultimately, I feel like the same way I feel with movies, which is progress. Just go forward. Don't stop
sure.
looking back and reaching into the past and bringing back stuff that worked in the past.
Sure.
Let it be and do something new.
Well,
but let me say,
it's guaranteed
I said before,
cash, though.
It is.
That's why they're doing it.
Out
well,
nostalgia.
I guess it's good.
If
for
they
them.
Made
makes nothing
business
difference
wise,
to
yeah.
me.
If they made a Zelda game that looks like what we've seen of the new one that has been delayed a thousand times. If they made that graphics of Ocarina of Time, I'd be super stoked.
Yeah.
I would play it.
And that's the one thing, because I agree with you mostly in general, in a general sense about everything. But why I feel a little differently with video games is because, yeah, some of these games are, you know, it's hard to play them. Some of the, going back now, it's hard to play a lot of them with today's hardware
true.
Or with whatever. You know, it's a little difficult, and Final Fantasy is one of those games that, again, like, wouldn't even use the stick. Yeah. It's hard to kind of control it, but there's an amazing story there. It's just hard by today's standards of games to try.
I'll do a counterpoint.
So I could see why, you know, a remake is an exciting thing.
I'll do a counterpoint. When we were doing our Castlevania skit, I remember I started watching playthroughs of Castlevania 2, and it was really fun, and it even made me want to play Castlevania 2. Sure. But that game sucks and is broken. And there are things in it where, like, you have to go through invisible walls. There's stuff that you could not do in a video game today. They straight up, like, go into an area and hold down for 10 seconds. That's the only way to progress in the game. And if you don't know how to do that, you're fucked. And at the time when that came out, there was no fucking way you'd ever figure out how to do that.
Call the Nintendo helpline.
But still, I think it's charming in that it's a product of its time. And if I want to play Castlevania 2, I want that version of it. And I wouldn't want a remade, high-quality, high-def version of it. Same thing, I can go back and play the original Mega Man, the original Zelda. And I don't need, like, an HD remake of it. I think there's a certain charm to playing it how it, like, it's a time capsule piece.
Yeah.
But I never was into Final Fantasy, so I can't say what it's like to be a fan and say, like, yes, finally, my favorite game is back on the market.
Yeah.
I don't have that experience, so I don't, you know, I can't hold it against people who are into it.
My personal whatever is, my favorite is Final Fantasy IV. There's, you know, VII isn't even my favorite. But I wouldn't even want a remake of 4. 4 is this cute little pixel game, and I don't want it to change. I'm on that page. I don't want it to change at all. 7 was a game that was really transitionary, where the polygons almost didn't look like people, and it wasn't, you know what I mean? Even 8 was on PlayStation 1, but that, they were fully formed, whatever. There's no reason to remake that. 7 is in this weird phase. I see what you mean, too, and I definitely see that side of it. But I'm stoked on a remake, because it really is in that phase of, you know, it doesn't really, it's hard to look at. That being said, I do also agree with the charm of playing the original. I don't think this remake replaces the original.
Yeah.
At any point. But I like that there's going to be two versions.
Well,
of
that's the
I
thing,
like that.
Is like, you know, I see also what you're saying, but they're not touching, you still play that game. You still play Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
So what's the harm in this? I mean, they're going to make money, sure. And people are going to be excited. So, like, if you don't want to play it, then don't.
Yeah, I think too, but I also think too, there is a danger because, you know, Final Fantasy VII Remake goes really successful. I don't want developers to stop working on
maybe
new
you'll get
games.
Final Fantasy IV Remake.
You know, which I don't want that. Yeah.
Maybe
so there's a slippery slope nature to
maybe
it.
Maybe we will get Legend of Zelda 1 Remake in HD, and it's like, well, I've been playing that game for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I do think, last thing I would say is when this new Final Fantasy game comes out, you're going to have people saying, this is not as good as the old one.
Absolutely.
And on the other side, you're going to have people saying, this is better than the old one.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's going to be a single person that says to themselves, I got the old one. It's the same game.
Yeah.
But it's exactly the same, but I enjoy it
more. If they were smart, or maybe, I don't know, how's this? If they were awesome, they would have that game on there as well. Because how much fucking space would that take up on that disc?
On that note,
wow,
the original one is up now. You can download it on your PS4 now. And I don't know if you heard about this.
No.
It went up. So yesterday, PlayStation.
I have the version on PS3.
Yeah.
And Vita.
So what they released yesterday was on. And I, you know, when they announced this, I didn't think it was any big deal. But they announced, okay, the original Final Fantasy VII is up right now. It is the remastered version of the PC version.
Oh.
And it's up right now. And I wasn't really planning on getting that. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to replay that anytime soon. My brother got it, and I checked it out. It is so... Okay, again, I said all the stuff I did about a PS1, the PS1 version. Of the
game.
It
that
is
PC
so,
version, though.
It is so crisp and as high resolution as you can get. I mean, even though everyone looks like shit,
does it
it's
convert
so crisp.
To widescreen?
Not wide, no, it's not widescreen. It's the same as it was.
Okay.
But it looks so crisp and clear, and it's got all these fun hacks on it to where click down on the left stick and it goes into fast forward mode where you can just walk through a bunch of shit.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And go really fast through stuff. If you click down on the right stick, that's the cheater button. And if you're in a battle, if you hit that, everybody's stats go all the way up and your limit breaks are already and whatever.
What the
or you
fuck?
Can turn it off. Yeah. And it's great. Right now, this week only, I guess, it's $10. And you get that, and they give you a theme, a PS4 theme for the remake. And I didn't think I was ever going to get anything to turn off my PlayStation 20th anniversary theme.
I've got
theme.
That 20th anniversary theme.
This new theme has cloud and all kinds of stuff, and it changes the sound effects of your system to the Final Fantasy sound effects.
Garrett's got a problem.
It is so awesome.
I got a problem.
Anyway.
I got to spend $10 tomorrow.
So I was going to say, all those flaws that I mentioned with the old version, a lot of them are really remedied with this remake because it uses the stick. It uses all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty good. Anyway, if
get
you know,
that. Yeah, for, and then get the other new one.
Yeah. But what I like about it the most, though, is I can stream it. And I can stream it from home. And so I did that last night for like 45 minutes. I turned it on. And I was just doing commentary. I remember this scene. Oh, man, this cutscene was mind-blowing when it came out. It was really fun. It was really cool. So if you know, if you want to play the old one, it is out. And it's only $10 and you get a lot of stuff from it. So I say check that out. The remake could go either way. Who knows? But at least you got this.
Now you have this on your PS4, so who cares?
Exactly.
I will check that out. $10 sounds worth it
to
me.
I think it'll be a little bit more later, but right now it's
good. And I do feel like I never got that experience on the PC, but I always heard that is hands down the best way to play that game.
I think so, yeah.
And you've really got me keyed in on this fast-forward thing, because a lot of that game is just the minutiae of an old PS1 RPG.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I was playing everything at normal speed, but then when there's a part where it's like, oh no, evacuate the castle or
the walk through the
reactor.
Storage.
And it was like, okay. And so it's just, speed that up. I've played it a million times. So.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so they announced all that stuff at the PlayStation Experience.
I didn't watch the new trailer, by the way.
Yeah, new trailer's cool. There's gameplay in it and stuff.
And is that, should I stay away?
It's
until,
not Star you know, Wars.
No, I would check it out.
I know it's not Star Wars. Star Wars is too
You
close.
See the opening of the game. It's
really?
It's really cool. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
You see
will
Biggs and Wedge and Jesse and all that. It's really
speaking
cool.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Yeah, speaking of that.
I will check that out then. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. So the PlayStation Experience, they showed all that stuff. I thought they really killed it. They showed a lot of legit, great new standalone indie games that I think are going to be really good. But in addition to that stuff, they really had a lot of stuff to serve the fans. Sony is really good at, they're really focused on the fans who they know are going to appreciate this stuff. Case in point, the Yakuza games.
Mm-hmm.
The Yakuza games are not billion seller games at all. But they showed not only Yakuza 5 is coming out Tuesday. They're surprised everybody by announcing it's coming out Tuesday on PS3.
And you can download it.
But then Yakuza 0 is coming to the PS4. The Yakuza like prequel to the whole story.
Yeah.
So that's coming to the PS4.
Is that the latest of the franchise? Is Zero the latest to be released?
Yakuza Begins.
I'm not sure.
Or is 5 the latest?
No. Oh, no. Yakuza Zero is new, much newer. It's a PS4 game.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so they showed that stuff. They showed a new Rez game. There's a sequel to Rez coming out, and it's VR compatible.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
It will use the headset.
I'm in the world of Rez.
You
could be a Rez head.
I was going to say that. Wow, good.
Damn it. People at the show got to not only try the headset, but they got to wear a vibrating suit.
What the fuck?
It actually had vibrators all over it. All over you. So you're floating through this other universe, and the colors that go by you, you're vibrating and stuff. Like, come on, man.
I want to play Rez.
Oh, I got to play Rez. Excuse me one second.
Rez,
okay.
Rez is going to have a whole new meaning for this guy.
Okay, now I can play Rez. I got my cup, and I'm ready to go play Rez.
He's ready for Rez.
It's going to resonate.
He's all Rez-y.
You got strong arms.
Yeah.
I got a strong dick. Thank you for watching our podcast, everybody. Hey, I saw this. I know we don't usually talk about this, but I saw this great GIF image on
GIF.
Facebook.
I love
it was a wrestling match from Japan where a wrestler grabbed the other dude's dick.
Yeah.
And just started squeezing it. But then the dude would, and the rest of the Japanese wrestler would be like, like his arm was hurting.
Wow.
And at the end of it, the guy goes like this, "Hah!" And the dude does a total like flip, like he got suplexed by holding on to the guy's dick.
Nice.
So
I think I might have seen that.
Powerful.
Pretty sure wrestling is real in Japan.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I want to say.
We confirmed that. We got confirmation.
That was a good GIF. Also, it was confirmed the pronunciation is GIF.
Yeah,
and I don't remember why, but it is.
It's definitely GIF.
It's definitely.
Well, do you? I mean, GIF. Why would you?
Don't say GIF.
Graphical.
If you want to, it starts. It stands. The G stands for graphic. Yeah. Graphical.
So. I was gonna say the creator of it says, "Oh, it's GIF."
It's GIF.
And it's great. I don't remember what show it was, but somebody was like, yeah, well, good thing he's not, I mean, he's not a linguist. He doesn't need to decide the English language. It's GIF. And I was like, that's the truest point.
You know what you never had the problem pronouncing ever? Yeah. The peanut butter Jiffy. And you know why? It's a J.
Yeah. So yeah. You had your chance. You fucked up. And now it's a GIF. So
yeah.
It's GIF.
Well, graphical.
It's GIF without the T.
It's GIF without the T. Absolutely.
That's... It's giraffe with a whole bunch of other letters mixed up and some taken out. But yeah. You save the pronunciation of the one letter.
I'm cute without the E.
Giraffe or a megafauna?
And I'm cool. Nice. With all the letters. And they're in there how they should be.
Cool without the L.
C-U-L-E.
You're cool.
Q.
You're real cool, man.
Q. Q dude over here. Q. Anyways, I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Anyway.
I'm cute.
What else did they announce?
PS2 games are on the PS4 now.
Okay. It's cute. Is Fantavision on there yet?
Yeah, when did
they
that
announce
start?
That?
No.
They actually
joking.
Said. Why? They said later there will be you will be able to get Fantavision.
Oh!
What it is, you know, of course, what happens every time Sony talks about backwards compatibility is people jump to conclusions and it's like, it's going to use the discs. You pop in the discs and it'll work. And it doesn't. It's
not that. I love jumping to conclusions. Because
I was even told that's what it's going to do.
I was told that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I told Declan to jump to a conclusion.
All they did was they opened up, just like they did with PS1 games, they opened up a PS2 marketplace.
Okay.
And it all works, you know, whatever, with everything. But what they did a good job with is they've up-rendered everything to 1080p. Wow. So these games look really good. My brother got Rogue Galaxy. And it all looks better than you ever, you know, because I was just thinking, like, I've got all these PS2 games. I could still go play those. I don't think I need to download any of these.
Fair enough.
If there's ones you really like, they actually look better than it ever would.
Silent Hill 2?
I think the Silent Hills are coming.
Silent Hill 2 is what we need.
We need the 2. Give me PlayStation 3 backwards compatibility.
Yeah,
I'm
that
satisfied.
I wish they had. Yeah.
I want to be able to play every Sony product ever. I want to be able to put my Sony Walkman... Hook it up to my PlayStation.
I have my main
and then I play fucking cassette tapes through my PlayStation 4. It's 2015. We have the technology, goddammit!
The mini disc is my favorite piece of technology because it was cool for 1 week. It was
still pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's still
my
cool.
My dad came home with his mini disc deck and it is like, I don't know, $300 and you put it down, boom. Yeah. This is the future. No more CDs. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
A week later, I had the iPod. Boom! And he's
no.
Fuck.
Suck it down.
At Anonymous, we use mini disc for.
Is that what you guys use? That's what you hack.
We put terabytes of Nine Inch Nails on mini disc only because you can't hack it. It's unhackable. It's not an iPod, which is easily hacked.
You are not fat enough or sweaty enough, and you don't have enough pimples, and you don't have a dumb enough fedora on to be a hacktivist.
Listen, I'm a cyber. Goth hacktivist.
Okay.
And I'm under suspicion, so I'm remaining anonymous while I'm on the podcast today.
He's under suspicion.
That's all.
You know
so
what?
We don't know who
you
this
know
is.
What I notice about?
I'm not giving you
this
information.
This is probably
you
Brian.
Know what I notice about anonymous videos? Anonymous! Here's a tip, okay? You guys know everything about hacking computers. You don't know jack shit about making a good internet video. Okay.
Oh
my God.
Whenever Anonymous makes an internet video, they wear the guy Fox mask. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can't
have that?
So we can't see the face of the speaker. I get it. Okay. Yet there's still this desire to emote in every video, and they over enunciate with their hands to the point where it's so distracting and it looks kind of dumb. It's just hard to take them seriously when there's so much. Hand manipulation. It's like you're doing fucking shadow puppets in your videos.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, these thoughts belong to Derek Acosta.
Don't say my last name.
These do not represent Mega 64.
All right, Rocco Bodie, I'm going to put out his phone number. Hold on.
We already have it.
I'll post it later.
We already have the phone number already.
I do think that their videos...
Too much corny hand movement.
...are great.
Uh-oh.
And I... Don't want any trouble from it with anyone.
Yeah, I love that. I think their videos are cute.
Hey, well, as a representative. Okay, look, Anonymous has nothing to be mad at us about because we're good guys.
We're on the side of good.
We're on the side. I'm trying to help them promote their cause. you can promote the videos.
Their cause more effectively, okay?
Okay, Anonymous, contact him.
I like the message. I want the videos to reflect the quality of the message, okay?
All right.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Make two fists, fold them like this.
Yeah, that means
and that's it. That's you're fucking pissed.
Yeah.
You're fucking tough. You're going to listen to what I say because I got my fists folded up.
Dude, I've been doing that the whole time.
Kevin, do you look pissed?
How's it look?
Is this intimidating?
I want this to be the next Anonymous video. When you announce that you're taken out, when you announce that you hacked Hillary Clinton's campaign and you exposed her for the lying email writing
bitch.
I wasn't going to say it.
I am the voice of reason.
You know what? Have your folded fists ready in the video, and they'll post the video on TV, which is something that you've never seen before. And you can thank me when it happens.
Mrs. Secretary.
So.
Spit in my mask.
Anyways, I don't want trouble.
Sean wants trouble. You know, privately, he said once, fuck Anonymous. If they came after me, I would fuck their day up.
I never said
that's
that.
That's what Sean Philip Chatfield.
Did you say that?
No.
Resident San Diego, California. Once said.
I never said that.
Did you say that?
No. I do say when they go after Westboro Baptist Church or whatever, and like, and the Westboro Baptist Church says, oh no, don't worry, we're not worried about them. It's like, you have no way of stopping them.
Yeah.
You have absolutely, no one has any way of stopping them. And you're a fucking church who knows nothing.
Can I, you want to know a secret? You want me to play the card? You want to know how I could speak so confidently? And
yeah.
I know we're not going to get in trouble?
Yeah, how?
Don't tell anybody this.
I won't tell anyone.
Oh, fuck.
I don't tell anyone.
Well, I know.
I'm part of the group.
No! Don't say that. Is that true?
You should wear a mask like me, dude.
Anyways, moving on.
I was told in the chat I didn't know what I was talking about with the PS2 compatibility. I would literally read 5 different sites that said, you're going to be able to pop in the discs! And it was not true. That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
So that's out now.
To the dumb fuck that wrote that.
I can go download a game, but I can't pop in a disc.
No, that's all. I seriously read more than one report that was, you'll be able to put in the discs!
Wait, how is it backwards compatible if you have to download something?
It shouldn't be called backwards compatible. It's not backwards compatible.
That's just
It's emulating an old game.
You're just buying the content a second time.
No, they're re-releasing their old library.
Yeah. I don't know why it's called backwards compatibility.
Backwards compatibility is new technology works with old technology.
Yeah.
I can't fucking put the Beatles on iTunes and say, download this, all your records are now backwards compatible.
Yeah.
That's not fucking true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
while Eric's on assignment, we'll have him go yell at stuff.
Yeah, he's probably talking to him about it right now.
Who runs Sony?
I got friends that can deal with this. Anyways, moving on.
Real quick, I have some other stuff I want to say about game stuff.
Okay.
I was at the Video Game Awards.
You went?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Hey, but before we get to that, I want to thank our sponsors real quick. I want to thank Kickapoo Joy Juice. Thank you, Kickapoo, for sponsoring the Mega 64 podcast. Thank you. You can drink a Kickapoo yourself. They taste amazing. They taste like sweet nectar. Go to drinkkickapoo.com. And go and order a case of it. You can go on Amazon and get a Kickapoo for yourself if you want. You could follow @drinkkickapoo on Twitter, and they'll give you updates on your drinks and see where you can have a sip. Don't you want that? So check out drinkkickapoo.com, get a Kickapoo for yourself, and have a...
Hey.
Slurp. Ew. Fuck.
Something hilarious.
Ew.
I just thought of something that's so funny.
What?
Imagine this. You take a knife, right, or a scissor cutting device, lop off the top of this can, get a big hole,
shoop,
right down there.
Yeah. Put it over it.
Dick-a-poo.
Oh, nice. Dick-a-goo.
Hey, next.
Whoa.
That was me loud.
Dropped the mic.
Next, I just moved that.
Good thing.
Next Halloween, you got your costume all set up now.
That's true. Next Halloween, I want to see every true Mega 64 fan, all internet soldiers, I want you to cosplay as the Dick-a-poo can and tweet that out. Put it on Tumblr. Put it on Instagram. Put it on your mom's Facebook.
timeline page and say, "Mom, this is me now. You raised a monster. Deal with it."
Yeah. All moms have a Facebook now, right?
That's mandatory.
My mom does not.
Your mom doesn't?
No.
You lucky son of a bitch.
She does. She's not telling you.
Oh, matter of
fact. So anyway, thank you, Kickapoo. And I want to say thank you to Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. Loot Crate is the service that brings a box of stuff to your house every month. You subscribe, they send you a box. It's got mystery stuff in it every month. Lots of fun stuff. What could it be? I don't know what next. What's December is going to be?
Hey, I just had a brilliant idea. Yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. So take your. I wish I had a Loot Crate box here.
Yeah.
Take your Loot Crate box.
Oh, I got one right here.
Open it up. Cut two holes in the middle.
Uh-oh.
If you're a female, put it on like a diaper. Poot crate.
Oh. Hey.
So, next Halloween, I don't want you to say I'm a sexist. I got costumes for men and women.
I don't want to be
here. Coming out.
Why?
Because I'm too, clever of a wordsmith and costume creator.
I don't like thinking of fecal feminine stuff.
Who said fecal?
Fecal.
You said poo. Said that. Poo crate.
Poot. Poot. It is slang for the
vagina.
For the poot nanny.
I've never heard that.
You never heard poot?
No.
Hey, film me. Check this out.
All right.
Step one: cut a hole in the box. I'm just messing with you. Anyway, that was like an SNL parody.
That was like a Justin Timberlake parody.
Anyway, thank you, Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. I also want to say thank you for everyone who ordered from us, shop.mega64.com. I want to say thanks to everyone who ordered, especially over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the whole Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you to everybody who ordered.
Yeah.
And in case you didn't know or hadn't gotten yours yet, our DLC Blu-ray is out. Our Mega 64 Time DVD re-release is out. Those are there, and I mean, they're ready to go right now.
Yeah.
Mega 64 Time is only being reprinted one more time. We have, like, I want to say it's the perfect amount where it's just hanging on. We might have, like, 100 left, maybe.
Fuck.
And that's that perfect amount where, like, you know, a lot of the people have it, but, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people already have it because it did come out before,
but it's not that many. This is what it says when there's 100 left. It says the purchase is necessary. Everybody in the world basically has already done it. Mm. But the supplies are becoming rarer and rarer. Mm. And your chance is slipping away from you like sand through your fingers.
Oh.
So the pressure's on now. If you're going to be a part of the cool club that owns it, get on it.
Right? Get on it. It will not come back.
And don't come still, crying to us.
If you ordered, please be patient still. Kevin and Garrett and I have been working.
Who's that?
Oh, it's my friend who helps me with merchandise.
Sounds cool.
We've all been working really hard, and we are not quite done seeing all that stuff out, but we are working on it. So please be patient. We're still working on it.
But there's
two weeks, I know.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm really happy because we tried to make it so the things would last over Thanksgiving weekend and not sell out in 2 seconds, because I hate that when you don't have a chance to get stuff. So we have a lot of those things. Some things have sold out, but like these hoodies, I'm wearing the public access hoodie. We still have some of those.
Yeah.
They are running out, so I would get it soon. But yeah, there are some stuff. There are some things still available. Thank God. Anyway, thanks for everybody. Shop.mega64.com. Thanks for everybody who ordered on that. Okay. Anyway, I was at the Video Game Awards. Just real quick. Video Game Awards happened this last week. Jeff Keighley hosts the event. Jeff Keighley doing a hell of a job.
I love Jeff Keighley.
We talk with Jeff Keighley, I think, more than more people realize.
Every
Jeff Keighley
day.
Has been a good friend to us.
This
Call
is
him
Jeff
up in the middle
Keighley.
Of the night.
Well,
he's right here.
We got girlfriend problems. You go, Jeff, what the fuck? Yeah. Explain this shit to me now.
We work with Jeff a lot, and we love him. He's a great guy, great friend. So anyway, the awards happened. I was actually there, and I got to sit in the audience as one. I realized I had that moment of, oh, we recorded interviews for this. We did that ahead of time.
I forgot about it.
Jeff actually asked us, he's like, do you think you could contribute? Like, we're doing some interviews with people in the industry. Would you like to do some? And we were like, okay, we were already working on something else at the time. And he's like, you could shoot it on your green screen and just send it in. Okay. So we did it. We kind of just talked about, you know, they sent us a list of stuff and we answered it and sent it and I didn't think about it again. So I'm sitting in the audience and suddenly these giant screens come on. Hey, we're here to talk with Kinda Funny, Mega 64, GameSpot, IGN. And I'm like, they talked with me? Oh! I completely forgot, and so I'm standing there, and they used any time we had some snarky answer about something we didn't know about or
that's
whatever,
so funny.
They used it, and it was pretty
which
funny.
Which shows you that Jeff Keighley's on the same page as us, or whoever edited that video was on the same page as us.
Yeah.
Because
whoever was editing it was a fan, because they used every goofy answer that I was hoping that I was hoping for. But anyway, so that happened. That was pretty cool. The awards happened, and I think he did a really good job keeping it going, and it wasn't full of bullshit or whatever. Yeah. There was a lot of marketing stuff. There will always be a lot of marketing stuff to run that show. There will always be a ton of here's the thing for this or that, whatever. I think I'm still in that shell shock phase from the Spike TV days when it was for like unrelated shit. This show, at least they keep it towards more game centric things or whatever. You know, there's some things that don't that thud for people. I know that, but I thought it was a pretty slick show, and I was enjoying it. But man, the thing that really cut the most was when Metal Gear won Best Action Game, and Jeff just went off about how Hideo was coming to the show, but Konami's lawyers wouldn't let him. And he's there in front of everybody, and he's like,
that was gnarly. I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I watched it too. And it's like, it's right after the award happens, and it was really like someone who's just like, I don't give a fuck what this company thinks of me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened right now in front of everyone.
But that's why I like Jeff.
Me too.
He's always been honest about that stuff.
Yeah.
And, so he went off. He said, it's so inconceivable to me that an artist wouldn't be allowed to share this award, you know, and all that, whatever he said.
Yeah.
And it was just that kind of, took over the rest of the night. Like, other stuff happened, but it was all just like, oh, are they going to do something? What's going to happen? You know, it was like, that was kind of the buzz being there was, everyone was wondering what someone was going to say. And Jade Raymond accepted an award, or no, she presented an award and kind of made a joke about the Metal Gear thing, but it didn't really
go over.
Yeah, she went, voice acting makes a game. Just imagine a Metal Gear game without David Hayter. That was mean.
Oh.
Anyway, and they moved on, but like, I was there in person. No one reacted in the crowd. It was kind of like, does that have to do with what's going on here? It was just kind of a weird moment. And it was added to the fact that she presented, I think it was Best Voice Acting, and it was wrong. She said it was so-and-so from The Witcher 3, and it was someone from a different game. It was someone from her story.
Yikes.
And so everyone was just looking like, is she okay? Like, is there? But I guess her envelope was misprinted.
That sucks.
But it was the worst thing to follow a joke that didn't go that well. Because after it was over, people were like, are you drunk? Is everything okay?
No.
And she wrote on Twitter like, no, I'm not. It was fine. You know, it was just kind of like,
that's bad when you have to go to Twitter to say you're not drunk.
Yeah. But
just letting the world know I'm sober.
But it is crazy that Hideo couldn't be there to get the award. That really is
weird.
That is something, man. Yeah. I mean, he's going to have to be free one day, and then what? Like, you know?
It was kind of surreal though, because Kiefer Sutherland accepted the award.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't expect that at all.
That's awesome though. That's
like,
really fucking cool.
This Japanese developer who really should be here isn't. So here's a famous actor. it was really weird.
But
where are your friends?
I mean, his contract or whatever he has with them is up at the end of the year. Is that right?
December is what
until then he's on vacation.
So what's gonna? I mean, what was he gonna do accepting this award? And he could say everything he's gonna say a month from now, anyways. Like what? Yeah. What
knowing?
What's the harm?
I know, like, because we know him. I bet he would have straight up taken a shit on stage on the award.
Yeah.
Then what would Konami done?
Yeah.
It's weird because it doesn't seem like they're letting anybody do interviews or anything about the new game or about Phantom Pain. It seems like Konami has it all on lockdown.
Yeah.
Which is why it surprised me that, unannounced, Stephanie Houston, who played Quiet in the game, did a performance.
I'm jealous of this.
She did a performance of her song from the game. And I'm surprised that if Konami had everything on such lockdown, I'm surprised that happened. I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Well, didn't she write? Did she write the song?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you they didn't know about it.
And that's my theory too. I was talking with some people about this. I bet they didn't announce it ahead of time as a surprise. I bet they just did it.
That's rad.
I wonder.
Hey,
I don't
know. How it goes is it is better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well,
so
Derek and I and the rest of Anonymous will protect Jeff and Stephanie. Derek, you'd love to protect Miss Houston, I'm sure.
No. I want to protect the dog that was the inspiration for D-Dog. If anybody is trying to fuck with the real D-Dog, yeah, your computer is getting fucked up. I'm going to delete your hard drive and take your fucking numbers out of your wallet and post it on the fucking internet, and everybody's going to buy Amazon Christmas with your shit. Leave the fucking dog alone, bitch. Or it's Merry Christmas for me and all my fucking hacker friends. Fuck face. Fucking dog fucker. Fucking up dogs. Fuck you.
What were we talking about?
I don't know what D-Dog is.
Really?
I just got
you haven't played Metal Gear Solid.
People with it.
I haven't played in a while now. I've been playing Battlefront.
I only play with D-Dog in Metal Gear. Yeah, I know Metal Gear is like
me too.
Passé at this point. But,
no way, dude. I was playing today.
That's not passé. It's
played all weekend.
I don't like Quiet. I mean, I like her. She's cool. She's got cool magic powers. The walker is pretty cool, and the horse can take a dump on you. I know Rocco's all about dumping on himself.
Rocco loves dumping on
he
himself.
He does like it.
I love D-Dog. That's the best sidekick in the game.
I had better results with Quiet. I use her way more. But that's what I like about that game is everybody has a different approach. There's some people who use the D-Walker robot for, like, everything.
Everything, yeah.
And I didn't really a lot, you know?
I just got this Fulton extraction for the dog. So I can sniper rifle someone from across the map and just send the dog out to Fulton extract them.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'll find really high-level dudes. Sniper, sniper, sniper. They're all asleep. Send the dog out because it's basically invisible. And then I come in with the grenade launcher and blow up all the useless...
I haven't been able to level up. Like, I know you can eventually make D-Dog kill people.
Yeah.
I haven't leveled him up at all. But I've only been doing side missions on that. So I'm like 45% through with the game, but it's all side ops. Not main quest shit. But enough about that passe game.
Yeah. And guess what the awards show are right
now? No. That was really it. I mean, everybody saw the rest pretty
much. You guys see that Superman... fucking Batman trailer?
Nope.
You guys see that?
I said this before, but the Superman Batman trailer came out, and I'd never been so happy for how they're handling Star Wars. I saw that, and it was a mini...
It was the
movie. It was like 90 minutes of the movie in one trailer.
Fess up! They stole our Batman look from the new Batman video.
He's wearing
a yellow trench coat. That's my fucking... version of Batman, fuckers.
He really is.
Yeah,
he
it's really new.
He's wearing
Batman.
A trench coat in the trailer.
He's wearing a yellow trench coat. It's like brown, but with the lighting, it's yellow.
It's a duller version.
What the fuck?
Dude.
I
didn't like it. And hey, go ahead. I was never going to see this movie. So, whatever.
You say that.
I do say that. But, Jesse...
Eisenberg.
I couldn't fucking stand him.
Yeah,
in
that
the
was
30
awful.
Seconds he was on there.
I agree.
This is the worst. I mean, fuck this character. Okay, it's Lex Luthor. Fuck this whole thing.
That is it who was, it is, right?
It's Lex Luthor.
You don't like that guy?
I like him as an actor. He fucking sucked in the trailer that I
saw.
Yeah,
that was horrendous.
Horrible.
Was he in Zombieland?
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, in addition to the Batman wearing the trench coat from our video.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Maybe my brain is doing stuff, but is it at the end of the trailer? Fucking Wonder Woman shows up, which, by the way that is played is almost like our Marvel versus Capcom video, where there's one more.
I don't think I saw the same trailer you guys saw. I saw the exclusive HD sneak.
Oh, that was just that one.
That's a sneak peek of the full trailer.
The trailer just came out.
Well, anyway, at the end of the full trailer, they're all standing together: Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman. Batman, it looks like he has a shotgun. Weren't we just joking about this?
Yeah, I use guns.
Am I crazy?
And I kill people.
He's got some kind of...
It's a bat gun. You know what? I bet it is some bat gun. Like,
yeah, I'm sure other people know what that is. I just...
Alfred made some custom shit.
But here's the thing is, in the trailer, what you see in the trailer, they're fighting. And then you see them fighting on the same side now.
Yeah,
and
they're
making jokes to each other. What the fuck are you doing? What is this? Like, I get I get that this probably happens in the movie. Why the shit, Batman v Superman, would I see in the trailer that it's not really that? Like, fuck
and,
you.
And I'll go a step further. I know they were going to never do this. I know. I'm an adult. I understand how these things work. But man, if that movie had just committed to one of them just dying.
Oh, well, no,
that would have been a good movie. Well, dude, Batman is murdered.
Everything you guys are telling me, it sounds like this movie was written by a first grader.
Batman and Superman are mad at each other, and they fight, and Superman, he can't even pull Batman's mask off. But they're fighting, and then Batman has a gun. But they start fighting on the same side.
And then Wonder Woman shows up.
Yeah, but then, and then it's like they're friends, and they're so funny with each other. It's like
Doomsday shows up.
You never thought they'd be so funny. And then they have to fight Doomsday, but they do. But then Wonder Woman falls in love with one of them at the end.
Yeah, really. But I love when something like that comes out, and I see the trailer, and I'm just, like, disgusted. Like, this is fucking garbage. It looks terrible. And I love reading. I'm so fucking stoked. Oh, can't control my boner right now.
There could be dummies in the chat right now. There could be.
But it's just, I think
calling
like,
out people in the chat?
No, but I am saying to myself, I do not live in the same world that you do. I do not understand getting excited for this piece of shit. I don't understand.
Well, Suicide Squad's going to be better, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for
Dawn of Justice. I know what you're starting the Justice League. I fucking get it. I'm very clever.
It feels like a knockoff Marvel to me. It feels like
Marvel saw the Avengers and said, oh shit, we gotta do this.
Yeah, Marvel figured out the superhero movie blowout and just shoved it down everyone's fucking throats.
There are so many superhero movies coming out.
Shows now.
Next year and alone. Shows, yeah.
How many fucking shows are there? Jessica Jones.
Just when I thought like maybe the well would be running dry, it's like they discovered a new well, a motherlode well, that has five times as many movies and TV shows lined up and ready to go into production than you've ever seen. It's crazy.
It is fucking like, crazy.
It's almost as if the superhero craze has only just begun.
Yeah,
it's,
really.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people want it to be that way, but I am feeling a slow walk to the end.
I have visions of the superhero network coming out, and it's all superhero stuff 24 hours a day.
Now, I do think that the last straw, I'm calling this now, is when things get desperate in the superhero world. Like, the movies are not making as much money as they need to, whatever.
Sure.
There is going to be a Marvel-DC collaboration
at
some point. Yep. And that is going to be, they're going to try, this is our last fucking shot at this. And they're going to try it. It'll probably be a big hit. And then that will be that again.
Wolverine Batman, bro.
It's going to be that. At some point.
It's going to be fucking
that's right. And, my and words. All of this is what I'm scared about with Star Wars.
They did the comics. I got them on CBR.
Like, Star Wars is looking cool because they've kept this level of mysticism around it. And there hasn't been one in a decade. And prior to that, there aren't that many, you know? So, you know, that's exciting to me. But this talk about we're going to do one every year for the foreseeable future is like, oh,
hey, you know what? I was telling Rocco, and this is where everybody watching comes in. I'm happy. I'm happy that they're going to do a Star Wars every year from now until the sun burns out and this planet turns into a cold graveyard.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because that means we got a chance at making one of them.
Yeah.
That's
odds,
true.
Odds have gone way up.
If there's 1,000 Star Wars movies coming out in the near future, then one of them's got to be thrown our way. How about the funny one that takes place on the planet and all the Jedis are like freaking out the public because they're dressing up like Jabba's band, like Snice Noodles and Max Rebo.
Dude, I'll pitch one where it's just like the show Cheers, but it's inside the cantina. And there's like the wacky Dvorak who's like coach. And then you got like...
Dude, I want to do a Star Wars movie that's like The Blind Side. Like Sandra Bullock is a princess.
And
she finds a really fat Jedi who doesn't have any confidence in himself. And he's kind of like off. In the head area, from all the football he played, and she like takes him in. She teaches him how to be.
Did you see The Blind Side?
I saw it on a plane.
Me too. I liked it.
You're a Bullockhead.
Football movie. I like
you're
it.
A good Bullockhead.
I am a Bullockhead.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you rather have sex with, Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
One
or your wife?
My wife.
Liar. Hey, easy. Chat. Easy. Let's go to the chat. Was he telling the truth on that one?
Yeah, did you see Speed or not?
I saw Speed.
Oh, yeah. Recently?
No.
Dude, did you see the net?
Thank you.
I did, on like in HBO like in the 90s.
Yeah. You weren't a nethead?
I was not a nethead. Just
speaking from the heart, the net makes me nut. So yeah.
What's the one with her and Melissa McCarthy and they're like detectives, detective
the net too. Heat. Hot Heat.
Hot Heat. Melissa's a bit hotter in that
They one. Make me, they, when I watch that movie, I get a bag of jizz.
What?
Thanks.
Don't jerk it now.
See, this is, Derek, this is why I'm glad I'm remaining anonymous on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's the lowbrow shit that you guys are talking about cum.
The Anonymous hacks the Jedi Council computer.
Yeah.
And deletes all their lightsabers.
You think that's going to be in it?
Then none of the lightsabers work anymore.
They can't run lightsaber.exe on their handles
anymore. Oh, dude, you're right.
We would make such a good Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I'm excited.
Well, anyways.
Million Star Wars movies coming out. We're going to get one of them.
One day. I also want to direct Marvel meets DC.
I want to direct Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, okay. Throw in Morgan in there, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Would you rather? Yeah. Hey, would you rather do it with Morgan or your wife?
I don't know who Morgan is.
Okay.
Don't fucking pretend. Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know who.
I married my wife because I said this is the only person I want to have sex with. Dude, that's why I married her.
Morgan, you haven't seen Morgan. Okay. You wouldn't be able to resist your devilish charm.
Sandra Bullock, Scarlett Johansson, and Felicia Day want to have a four-way with you.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And Felicia from Darkstalkers too.
Yeah, and her a five-way.
Five-way.
With a cat girl.
You're running out of fingers.
And a redhead.
And, but the woman you married is not invited. Do you do it?
No.
Dude,
you're such a liar!
You're such a liar!
You're never going to have sex with a real cat girl.
Who likes monogamy.
That's a weird fucking superpower.
Entertaining podcast.
Right.
Wow.
What if, throwing a monkey wrench into the questionnaire now.
Yeah.
What if your wife had passed away and you were a widower?
Well, that's sad. Well, it probably have to be a while before I get over that one. So.
Oh, my God.
What?
Watch paint dry over
here. Is she watching this or something? Is she going to have sex with you tonight because of your words?
Just picture her dead and then answer.
She's going to have sex with me tonight because of my words. That's always how it works.
Speak the speech I pray you as I pronounce to you.
Dude, you're winning points right now.
Yeah, she's definitely watching this.
Yeah, with his lies.
She watches every podcast. That's not true.
See? Caught in another lie. One lie means they were all lies.
That's right.
Once a liar, always a liar.
Always a liar. Well, thank you for watching this podcast.
Is it over?
Yeah.
No, I got some things to say.
What do you want to say?
Plenty.
Go ahead. Out of time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, were there any things we didn't cover? Hey, I wanted to say real quick. We put out this past week, we did a little re-upload of a video, our Aggressive Caroling compilation from, I think it's got footage from 2003 to 2005 in it. That's back up on YouTube because, honestly, that compilation pretty much in its form now, it had been uploaded a few years ago, and I've never seen a YouTube upload more fucked up in my entire life. The quality was bad. It was age gated. It didn't show up in like results, and I don't know what the hell was going on with that. And so I thought, after a couple years, I couldn't get anybody at YouTube to fix it. So just took it down and re-uploaded it, higher quality, all that stuff. And so that's up on YouTube now. Check out the Aggressive Caroling.
Nice.
Compilation. You add anything? You re-edit it?
No. I mean, it's basically, as clean as it can be.
No special.
It's a 1080p upscale.
Video.
So
wow.
little richer quality.
It's 264.
And I want to say that. So that went up. I want to say once again, thank you to, we already said thank you to people who bought stuff, shop.mega64.com. Again, ordering stuff does help support us directly, but also the people who donate to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/mega64.
Yo, support us on Patreon.
Yeah, support us on there too. It's another way to do it.
The podcast is already better. As you notice, Eric's not here. So was that a
coincidence? Yeah, there you go.
Improvement work. We're actually just starting to roll out the Patreon improvements just at the beginning of the December month. But support our Patreon. We're so close to our next goal. And get us to the next one, and then we're done. You don't even have to reach the ones after that. But get us to that one. It's important. And, yeah, thanks for everything. Thanks
yeah,
for being a fan.
And so I was going to say on that note is we, you know, it takes until the beginning of a month cycle or whatever to get the funds from Patreon. So we started this Patreon last month. We're just now getting the first round of Patreon backing.
Wow.
The funds are coming in, finally. And so now, you know, I know some people were asking, when are we going to start seeing stuff from this? Well, now we actually have access to that. So I'm already kind of experimenting with some of the things for the podcast. We're going to get some other new stuff, new gear to make things a little bit better on here. So the improvements are coming. We already hit that first goal. So that was great. And now we can actually get into the planning of our new weekly web series and other stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. But now, you know, just letting everyone know, we weren't really able to do that stuff until now because it's since we're new to Patreon, basically.
Yeah.
But now we're in, so it's looking good. And thank you, everybody who contributed to that. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be good. I also want to say that it's looking like tentative.
Oh.
It's tentative. Things could change. Pretty sure we're looking locked.
Uh-oh.
So get excited.
Write this down.
Get your little notepad out
get
with a
calendar
pen.
Going.
Hey, Mega 64 Christmas cast.
Boom.
Whoa. December 20th.
Whoa.
2015.
That's your birthday, Rocco.
Sunday. It is. You know, it already was a special day. You know, you got the birth of Christ around the corner and the birth of the other king. That's right.
With a K.
On that day, December 20th, is my birthday. Thank you very much.
He compared himself to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did the King of Kings. Does that surprise you at all, though?
Well, you know, I'm just talking in terms of generousness.
I didn't know this day would ever come, but here it is.
I'm just talking in terms of kindness, in terms of, you know, just passion. The passion of Rocco.
Passion of the Rocco.
The passion of Rocco is kind of similar to the passion of Christ.
Yeah, I suffer.
Rocco suffers for other people so much.
And are we going to start the streams now?
Yes. Well, I was going to say, so we're going to do that. So look forward to that Sunday, December 20th, the Christmas Cast 2015, my favorite event every year. However, yes, what Sean was saying, today we started earlier, 6 p.m.
Yep.
I think we're going to keep that a regular thing.
We're going to switch to 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Pacific.
Check us out
every
our
week.
New time slot.
Wow.
That we gave ourselves. It turns out people on the East Coast can watch us now. So that's nice.
Yeah.
So
it's a little easier for East Coast people. Little bit easier for UK people.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little
people
bit.
People were asking
easier.
Us to move it. So we
what
thought,
about Australians?
Fuck it. Let's give it a shot. So 6.
I don't know what the Aussie people, what do they get?
Bogans.
Out of
I guess they go by Bogans.
Some people are happy, some people are sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not what it is.
They don't go by Bogans. No.
Oh, okay.
Wait till I get my money like. Oh!
And thank you for watching.
So anyway, thanks.
And I love you.
When this ends, cut back to the PlayStation experience.
Yeah.
And end it on like an inspirational speech from a developer.
Okay.
Like have the developer saying all kinds of stuff like PlayStation legacy type stuff.
And then take some of the like video game covers and edit them into like Drake, Hotline Bling. And he's
yeah,
like,
do a Hotline
he's like,
Bling cover.
He's like throwing the video games. He's all like, Ni No Kuni 2 this way. I don't know when that Hotline Bling. Final Fantasy 7 game that way.
That'd be good.
Bling, bling.
I don't know what you're saying.
That'd be good.
I need
Drake,
to watch
dude.
I zoned out. I gotta watch that again.
Dude, you watch Drake?
This guy doesn't know what I'm saying.
No.
Oh my god.
Do you even internet, bro?
Captain Clueless.
You even fucking internet, bro?
Do you know? Yeah, I can't even internet. I can't even internet.
Hey, this guy doesn't even know what the Hotline Bling meme is.
Stupid
fucking
ass.
Idiot.
Do you remember what the guy said when we went to Maker Studios? The guy.
Yeah.
About,
oh, I'll never forget that.
He said, if you haven't seen
Too Many Cooks,
you don't know how to internet.
Good night.
Well, that's Sean tonight, right now.